In Romans chapter 14, Romans chapter 14. Appreciate you being here. Appreciate the good Sunday school time, the good singing this morning. Romans chapter 14. What a chapter in the Scripture. I feel like God would have me to preach on this. Salt the Lord on it. And Romans 14. Every independent Baptist church needs it preached to them. Which the whole Word of God needs to be preached. You understand that? There are certain things that in the Baptist church I've been a member of for a while that every once in a while needs adjusted. And I'll be honest with you, I don't know why I'm preaching this except God told me to. I don't know if anybody needs to be adjusted or not. We all do sometimes. We get out of sorts sometimes and not what we ought to be in our ways and how we conduct our affairs. And anyway, Romans 14 is talking about an assembly of believers that are judging one another. And we'll start reading. Let's just read some here in verse number 5. Let's start there. One man esteemeth one day above another, another esteemeth every day alike. Let every man be fully persuaded in his own mind. He that regardeth the day regardeth it unto the Lord, and he that regardeth not the day to the Lord, he doth not regard it. He that eateth to the Lord, for he giveth God thanks, and he that eateth not to the Lord, he eateth not and giveth God thanks. For none of us liveth to himself, and no man dieth to himself. Whether we live unto the Lord. Whether we die unto the Lord. Whether we live therefore or die, we are the Lord's. For this end, Christ both died and rose and revived, that he might be Lord both of the dead and the living. Verse 10 says, but why dost thou judge thy brother? Why dost thou set at naught thy brother? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. For it is written, as I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. So that every one of us shall give an account of himself to God. I want to say this morning, I took bookkeeping in the 10th grade. But I'll tell you, God's a whole lot better bookkeeper than anybody in here. I guarantee you that. He's keeping the books. Amen. That's right. Thank God. In verse number 13, he said, let us not therefore judge one another anymore, but judge this rather, that no man put a stumbling block or an occasion to fall in his brother's way. Let's look at verse number 21. He said, it's good neither to eat flesh, nor to drink wine, nor anything whereby thy brother stumbleth, or is offended, or is made weak. Hast thou faith? Have it to thyself before God. Happy is he that condemneth not himself in that thing which he alloweth. And he that doubteth is damned if he eat, because he eateth not of faith. For whatsoever is not of faith is sin. Verse 1 of chapter 15 says, we then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves. I want to try, if God will help me this morning, don't let this title catch you, but it's just the one God give me. I think titles do matter some. I want to preach on who made you the judge.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
It looks like to me here, these Jews are judging maybe them Gentile believers by how they're conducting their life. It looks like to me that it deals with meat some here, the day, a certain day, that they're judging these people because they don't do exactly like they're doing. And I won't tell you this morning. Go ahead and get the halo off of you, because you're not an angel. And if you'd ever look in the mirror yourself and judge yourself first, you wouldn't be judging nobody else. I tell you, the best thing anybody can do, thank God, sweep their own house before they try to sweep somebody else's house. And I figured out, thank God, if I can keep mine clean, it's a full-time job. And if I can do what I'm supposed to do, thank God, it's going to be pleasing to God. Amen. Listen to me this morning. In this text here, I believe they were dealing with preferences.
Yeah.
That what they preferred.
They preferred, thank God, not to eat meat that had been offered to idols. Some came in, they were weak, they didn't understand some of the things that the other ones did. They did eat that was offered, and they ate that meat. And then we talk about here, this day here, that some said, we want to go this day unto the synagogue or the sanctuary. And another said, we prefer this day. Which we know in the New Testament church, we have the complete Bible now. We worship on the first day of the week, which is the Lord's day, and we understand all that. But these here, thank God, it looks like to me there's some kind of contention here, because some want to judge one about this and want to judge about one about this. Listen to what I'm about to say. In a Baptist church, you never can have the power of God nor the love of God when we're criticizing and judging one another. Amen. There's got to be, thank God, judging yourself and getting your own self right with God and not concerned about everybody else. Thank God, keep your own self in line. And when you do that, you're doing pretty good. Amen. But you know, here they say, and I like this verse number 6. Boy, it answers a lot of things right there, what he said. He said, let every man be fully persuaded in his own mind. In other words, let that man be assured in his own mind, thank God, of what the Lord wants out of him. That he said that what God alloweth in his life. We're not talking about breaking the Scripture. We're not talking about, my friend, thank God, going liberal. We're talking about things that God allows in a man's life that he might allow in one man's life, but not allow it in another man's life. And it might be the spiritual maturity that these people have and where they're at with God. Because I'm telling you this, some are still babes in Christ, and there's no need to try to get them. Thank God to be what you are if you've been saved for 30 years. Amen. Yes. That's right. And you know what? There's all kind of people in the church.
Yeah.
There's people with different personalities. There's some people that's going to, my friend, thank God, is going to do things you don't personally like.
Right.
In fact, I do things you don't personally like. There's things probably you do once in a while that I don't personally like.
Right.
Amen. There's homes in the day that wives do things husbands don't personally like. There's husbands that do things wives don't personally like. Say amen right there. I'm telling you what, we don't carve one another up or cut one another up because of it. Because charity, as Brother Shank done taught on, thank God, edifies, it loves, it beareth all things, it suffereth, it goes the extra mile. Thank God, because you love one another. And when a church is trying to carve one another up because of something that ain't nothing but a preference, you're destroying of the brethren, and what it does, it destroys the body and the power of an almighty God. Amen.
Yeah.
That's what happened down at the church house. God help us all.
Amen.
Amen. They said that brother there, he ought not be doing that. Amen. You know, I wonder why we don't pray for people. I guarantee you what, if you went to pray for them as much as you judge them,
oh, yeah,
thank God you'd have some effect on what God do in their life. Amen.
Yeah.
But you know what? We're so quick to judge. I understand Matthew 7:1 says, judge not lest ye be judged.
Yeah.
I know when I was a young Christian, I was very zealous. I had a lot of ignorance about me. Didn't have full information on a lot of things. And I was so quick to judge. I was so quick to judge and say something about somebody till I was faced with it. Amen. I walked in their shoes, as you said this morning, brother, as I had to face what they was facing. And then my judgment come, amen, it started coming back to me because he said, judge not lest ye be judged. And he said in that scripture there, he said, there's no need to try to get a speck off of this man when you got a beam in your own eye. Hey, when you can't see because of this, a great big beam. I tell you what, it's better to get the beam out of your own eye that you can see clearly. Amen, that you get so right. Praise God. Amen. You know, it's amazing of what we think and how we think about the people of God.
Yeah.
I won't tell you what I think. I think you're the best people I know.
Amen.
And you got a lot of problems like I do.
Yeah.
Amen. We just got a good Father.
Amen.
Amen. We got a good Father.
Yeah.
God's our Father. We've been blood washed. And we're of the royal family of God. And it's all by grace. If God took the grace of God away from us, we wouldn't be nothing. Amen. We're not nothing without grace. Amen. Brother, and if you just get down to it, as old one Baptist preacher said, he said, I'm a zero with the rim knocked out. Amen. In my own self, I'm a nothing. But in God, I've got everything. I'm a joint heir with Christ. I'm an inheritor of everything God has. And brother, I'm blessed this morning. Why can't we come to church, thank God, and say, I just want to be with God. I want to be with what the Lord's got for me. I want to come down and have the love of God in my heart. I want to love one another. I don't, my friend, understand why we come to church, and we come so critical and judgmental, and we ought to judge ourselves, amen, before we ever pass judgment on anybody else, amen. That's right, brother. Amen.
Yeah.
And he said this, he said, you know, who made you to judge over your brother? Who give you the right to tell him he ought not do something and you're doing some of the same things? You know the only one straight anybody else is God. The Holy Ghost is the only one straight anybody out.
Amen.
You can't straighten yourself. It'll take God to straighten you out. Amen. That's right. You can't get saved until God draws you. You can't get born again until the Holy Ghost comes upon you.
Right.
You can't get saved until God says it's right now. I'm at the end of your heart and God says it's time to get saved. You just don't walk into church one day, thank God, and decide you're going to live for Jesus. It's a work of grace. It's a work of God. That's right, friend. But the last time I looked, we all was made of the same stuff. I put my pants on the way you did this morning. I'm not no better than you are. Amen. You're not no better than him. If a man thinks he stand, take heed lest he fall. Hey, friend, can I tell you this? Who made you the judge? Hey, God, it's time to quit judging and get to repenting, amen, and get our heart toward God, because I'm telling you, God is the judge of all,
amen.
That's why he said we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ.
Yeah.
Amen. It's not going to be escaped. Every man's going to stand before the judgment.
Right.
The books is going to be open. It's kept by God Almighty. And he's going to say, Hank, boy, that motive wasn't good that morning. You talked to that man. Burned up. That's right. Amen. God's going to, hey, you quote the verse this morning. For the word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even the divine asunder, soul and spirit, joint and marrow, and discerning thoughts. And intents of the very heart of man. If your intentions is not pure and holy before God, your work will be burned up. That's right. The whole intentions of my heart's got to be toward the God of heaven. We're a body. We're assembled as a local body of believers. Amen. It's made up of different people. He said, them that's weak receive him like I do. Don't sit there and be opinionated all the time about what you think about that individual. Receive them. Amen. In fact, Brother Shank, that word bear, you said it right. And love beareth all things. That means there's a roof over there. And that bear, thank God, holds something up. Like you said, the pillars. Get this here. This is a good truth in that right there. When he said love bears all things, charity does. I tell you what that means. That means, thank God, not that you cover up sin, but you do love one another. You're not a tail bearer. You're not out spreading lies and whispering on people. Thank God, you want to conceal the matter. Tell it not in Gath. Don't let it go no further. This is a local church. And outside of here, nobody else needs to know our business. Amen.
That's
right. Thank God. You know what? We got, me and my wife have been married now for over 32 years. I got some faults. She just has a few. But if you'd say, what about that woman? I said, she's the best I know.
Amen.
You say, wait, think about old Brother Shank. I said, he's one of the best I know. Hey, son, if a man's crippled and his car's broke down and he's not hitting on all cylinders, you think I'm going to tell it in gas? You think I'm going to leave the church and run down the people of God and run down the church that I'm assembled with? Oh, no, I'm not going to tell it in gas. Thank God I'm going to say he's a good man. She's a good lady, thank God. Amen, because I'm looking in their eye and through the eyes of the grace of God. Amen, that's right, brother. I'm just saying love does, Brother Shank. It holds up. It bears all things. He that concealeth a matter, he's a wise man, I'm telling you this morning. Thank God. Now, I will say this morning. I ain't always been like that.
Amen.
Nobody is.
There's a lot of maturity in what I'm preaching on. A lot of maturity. You got to mature. Get grow up.
Right.
Amen. It's time people grow up.
Yeah.
You know, they used to put tattletales in the corner.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Don't like that tattletaling. Amen.
Yeah.
Thank God, tattletale. You know what? You know, your kids do that. You done it when you was growing up. Rusty probably told on me all the time, you know. Mama, you wouldn't believe what he done. You know what drives a preacher crazy? Do you know what I heard somebody did? They won't conceal the matter. They won't tell everything they know.
Right.
The Bible said a fool telleth all his heart. God help us.
Amen.
Amen. If you want a church that's got the power of God in it and the love of God in it, thank God, then you got the charity in you that he taught on that bears all things.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's right. He said believeth all things.
Right.
He taught on it. Got in my heart. Hopeth all things. Endureth all things.
Yeah.
Why, some, thank God, you can't endure 5 minutes. Like he said, somebody said something about me. God help. They whooped and beat Jesus into a tree, and he said, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they do.
That's right.
I understand and know that some people have a lot of weariness, and they have a lot of things they got to endure.
Yeah.
That's why I ain't quick to jump on the wagon and say, boy, they ought to go further than that. I ain't in their shoes. If I walk in their shoes a mile, thank God I'd change my mind.
Yeah.
Every man knows where the rock is in his shoe. That man might be walking gently and say, unto God, what's wrong with him? He might have a rock in his shoe. You know, you never know what somebody's going through.
Right.
All right.
God. Yeah. Amen, preacher Hart. You're preaching to yourself. My wife said one day I get behind these slow dryers and I always get behind them.
Yeah.
Slow dryers. I'm one of the most impatient men that there is when I get on the road.
You and me too.
And that's why I'm a boy. My daddy's probably the same way. My mama drives there where now. And my wife said one day, I said, look at that there. They oughtn't to have driver's license. And she said, have you considered what them people might have been going through or what kind of health problem they got? And he said, amongst the church, amongst the brethren, there ought not be a bunch of judging going on. He said, judge this. This is what you ought to judge. That I don't want to be a stumbling block to others. I mean, if Brother Danny don't want me eating meat, and it's offensive to him, when we get together, I promise you, I ain't eating something that offends you. He said, we don't need to do nothing to cause the brethren to stumble.
Right.
You know what that word stumble means? It means like stubbing your toe. You ever stubbed your toe?
Yeah.
Yeah, that chair she left out there, and when it's dark in your house and you was trying to walk through the house and you stubbed your toe and you said, I don't know why in the world she couldn't have put that chair somewhere else. There's never nobody else. It's all, you know what? It's everybody else's fault. Everything we go through in life, dear God, that's what we call our children. If you don't make good on your spelling test, the teacher didn't pronounce the word right. If the preacher makes an announcement, we got to have a fish fry at 5:30 on October 26th, and you don't show up at 6:30, he'll say, under God, why didn't he say 5:30? And that's the way people do. That's never me. It's never my fault. That's why marriages can't make it. Thank God it's always their fault. And remember, when you point the fingers forward back at you.
Yeah.
Endureth all things. I'm just saying this morning, if we're going to have the old time power of God in the church, we can't be judging and be pharisaical about everything that goes on. Dear God, don't choke them to death. Amen.
Right.
Good preacher.
That's right. You know old B.R. Lakin? He was a great preacher. And the preacher come to him one time and said, Dr. Lakin, did you see how short that woman's skirt was on the organ? He said, no. He said, what color hair did she have? Boys, if we look long enough, we can find it.
Amen.
We can find it. Do you know what that kind of stuff does? I'm going to tell you what it does. And you judging people all the time, whether it be in church, your home, or wherever you are. You know what it does? It makes you more righteous in your own eyes. That's what that Pharisee said, Lord, I'm glad I ain't like that other crowd out there. I'm glad I'm not like the rest of that crowd that's drinking liquor and extortioning and robbing you and doing all these things. Lord, I'm glad I'm not like you, and I thank you I'm not.
Yeah. Right.
And that publican wouldn't even lift up his unworthy eyes to heaven and said, God be merciful to me.
Yeah.
God be merciful to me, sinner. I heard Brother Lester Rawls say one time, he said, you know, he got saved. And said he was out one day, met some of his old friends. And him and his mom was out, and they said, good to see you, old Lester. You, how you been doing? He said, I'm all right. God's helping me. And then boys stopped there and say, Miss Roloff, you remember what old Brother Lester did? You know how he used to do, how all that stuff he done, it wasn't right, and you know how he used to live and all that. And Miss Roloff stood there a minute, she said, well, I don't remember a thing. And they said, you don't? She said, no, grace done took care of that.
Oh, yeah.
But you know what? We'll want to hold on to things on people till they die.
That's right.
God help you and me both. Yeah. If we can't get rid of stuff like that, grudge against people and hold things against people and judge people. Amen. I know some people sit on one side of the church and one sit on another side, and they're still mad at one another because, thank God, he got them out of 50 cent one day.
Amen.
We want, hey, boys, I'm going to tell you, we say we believe the Bible. I wonder how much we do. I read 1 Corinthians 6 this week, and he said, don't take that man to court in your church. He said, suffer wrong.
Amen.
He said, the glory of God's at stake. We'd rather God to get glory, amen, than the world to judge you.
Yeah.
That's where that scripture come. No, you're not the unrighteous, shall not inherit the kingdom of God. He's telling them, he said, that unrighteous crowd don't know how to judge you righteously.
Yeah.
He said, they'll suffer wrong. Thank God. If you got a coat, you got two coats, thank God, give it to the man.
Yeah.
And we want to say, bless God, they ought not get my coat. Boys, we ain't as spiritual as we think we are. We ain't as spiritual as we think we are.
Amen.
I'm not.
Amen.
Well, if I had two coats and a man needed one, I ain't going to give him my best one. Are you?
Yeah.
Well, I had two cars. I had a brand new car and had one, thank God, had 250,000 miles on it, about to break down. And a man says, I need to borrow one of your cars. I'm going to give him one about to break down probably.
Yeah.
That's the way we live.
Yeah.
That ain't the way Jesus does.
That's right.
He give you the best.
Yeah.
He give you His life.
Yeah.
I tell you, there's nobody He loves more than His own people this morning. And I'm telling you, if we want the power of God in the church, and we want God to work in the church, I'm telling you, we got to love one another unconditionally.
Amen.
That don't mean a man shouldn't preach against sin. He ought to plow the hide off of it. But he ought to do it because he loves you.
Amen.
I ain't going to get up and jump on you because I just want to jump on you. I want to do it because I love you. Because love rejoiceth in the truth. Thank God I think the same way. Hey, amen. My daddy, when I was growing up and he wore my hide out, a few times I thought, wonder why he don't love me. He spanked me because he did. Because he that spareth the rod hateth the child.
Yeah.
Ain't that right?
Yeah.
Come at that spoiled business.
That's right.
The spare of the rod hate the child.
Yeah.
And he said, provoke not your children around. You don't use a rod in the wrong way to provoke your children against the God of heaven. They ought to know you're doing it because you love them.
Yeah.
Every child's bent that way.
Right.
And there has to be discipline in the church for the body to be healthy.
Amen. Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're stealing apples from Mr. Jones' curb market, thank God you need to repent of it.
Right.
If you snuck last night, thank God, somewhere and done things you ought not do, then you need to repent of it. The body's got to stay healthy, but the body's judge is Christ. That's what he's saying here. That's just like me. I wear white shirts when I preach most times. Sometimes I wear a brown one. Well, there ain't no Bible on none of it. I like John Henry's red shirt, to tell you the truth. I heard men preach on Flaherty ties before in red Bibles.
Yeah.
Cowboy boots and wire rimmed glasses.
Yeah.
Where's it in the Bible?
Yeah.
It ain't in there.
Yeah.
Why we splitting hairs on everything like that instead of preaching the gospel and loving one another the way God says love one another?
Yeah.
If we've been to Calvary and been washed in the blood, thank God we're in the assembly at Westside Baptist Church. Thank God we ought to be able to get along with one another and love one another and not judge one another. Amen.
Amen.
That's right. I understand there's people today who says, who made you the judge? I said, I'm not judging you. I'm telling you what the judge said.
Yeah.
I know this sodomite crowd and liberal crowd, you tell them what the Bible says, and they said, you ain't my judge. I said, you better believe it. I'm telling you what the judge said. But all judgments of God. You won't sit on no throne to judge nobody right in the finality of it at the judgment seat.
Yeah.
I know we will reign with Him and we will judge. But when it comes to brotherly kindness and love in the church, nobody has a right to judge another man.
Right.
And I'm going to tell you what God will do, and I'm through. I'm going to give you this. When you loan out your judgment to everybody, I'm going to tell you what, it's going to come back on you. It'll come back on you. Every time it'll come back on you, judgment will come back on you. That's what's happened to the independent fundamental Baptist church.
Right, bless him, Lord.
They're so pharisaical they can't see past their nose.
Right.
And they can't love one another because you've got to fit a mold to love one another.
Yeah.
Amen. I'll tell you, if you're making a mold out, it ain't a good one.
No.
I'll tell you, he's creating you and he's wanting you to be like Jesus.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say this morning, friend. When you're trying to make people look like you and act like you and think like you and be like you, I'm going to tell you what, you're making them the wrong, you're trying to get them to be the wrong creature.
Yeah.
You better get on your knees and pray that God Almighty conforms them to what He wants them.
Right. Amen.
That's just like that crowd said, I don't like the way you preach. I said, well, take it up with God.
Yeah.
I like it. Amen. Thank God. I tell you, it ain't the style people don't like. It's what the man says.
Yeah.
Well, I think we all need to repent.
Yeah.
We pass enough judgment in our time. God help us. He could judge us strictly on some things. And still, we ought to love one another.
Right.
Amen. That's right. And then he said this at the end. He said, whatsoever is not of faith is sin. What that means is right there in that scripture, he's talking about stumbling and causing your brother to stumble. He said, if you can't do something by faith and assure it's in your heart and know God wants you to do it, he said, don't do it.
Right.
Because you know why? You can cause your brother to stumble. And your judgments can cause your brother to stumble.
Amen.
Right.
Listen to me. I said I was going to quit a while ago and I didn't do it, but I want to get this across to you. Listen to me. Be careful what you say to people.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
If there's anything that this church needs a little help in, is that. Is not saying things to people that you ought not say.
Right. Amen.
Think before you speak.
Amen.
You'd be better off not to say anything as to say anything. If I had a problem with you, and you had a problem with me, then we're going to straighten it out. That's why we're going to do it. You know, to one another. Don't do it in front of everybody and say, your beard's getting a little raggedy. I'm not meaning that. I'm just giving you a... If you could say to me, why don't you grow a beard? And then the whole crowd in here would be crazy. Boys, I'm going to tell you what. It's just common sense what I'm preaching.
Yes.
Yes. Amen. That's right, Brother Key.
Yes, sir.
Be careful what you say to people.
Right.
You might offend somebody. And a brother offended, it's hard to be one in a strong city.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? You hit a dog long enough, and when he sees you coming, he's going.
Yeah.
Better watch that judgment now. God's going to judge you one day.
Yeah.
How you faring it?
Yeah.
Let's stand this morning.